Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of healing. We've talked about the fact that salvation includes more than just being born again. It includes being healed as well. We see the fact that Jesus went forth, and he went about all Galilee. He was not only teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, but he was healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. They brought all the sick people to him, taken with divers diseases and torments, and possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and they had the palsy, and he healed them. We see the fact that Jesus is the one who continues to do this healing today through the name of Jesus as we act upon the Word of God. Jesus is the Word, and also he's manifest through the name of Jesus, who has been delegated to us, the authority, through the name of Jesus. And in Acts 9:34, Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Who made him whole? Jesus. Who's the healer? Jesus is the healer. How does he do it? He does it through his word and through his name and by the power of the Spirit of God to bring forth his healing. We also saw the fact that God healed in the Old Testament. Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23:25, he said, I'll take the sickness away from the midst of thee. Psalms 91:10, that there's no plague will come nigh thy dwelling, as it says. That's it. All these are if you meet the conditions that are necessary of obedience and doing the word and abiding in the secret place of the Most High God and making God your habitation. In Psalms 103, we saw the fact that he healed them of all of their diseases. In Psalms 105:37, we saw that not one feeble one came out when they came out of Egypt, a type of coming out of the world, which you and I now in Christ can be healed and can walk in health. Psalms 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. It's the will of God for every single person to be healed. Remember Matthew 8, verse 2 and 3, the leper who came to Jesus said, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He answered that right away. He said, I will be thou clean. And that's exactly what shows forth the will of God is for everybody to be healed. Now, God's word produces this. Remember that Jesus has accomplished the redemption, which included healing, when he went to the cross. Not only was he taking away our sins, the Bible says in Isaiah in chapter 53 in verse 4 and 5, where he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. We just deem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Indicating the fact that Jesus not only took the sin and iniquity, but also the punishment for our peace, as well as the sickness and disease, through the stripes that were laid upon him. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, that was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, looking back on what happened on the cross, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now you and I can live unto righteousness, and healing belongs to us. Healing is a part of our rights in Christ. It's our legal right. We live unto righteousness. By his stripes we were healed. That doesn't mean that you're already manifested physical healing. That doesn't mean that you're spiritual right. You've got to do the things that are necessary in order to see the healing come into manifestation in your life. Now, we also pointed out the fact that Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as we saw in Galatians 3:13, and part of the curse was sickness, that we've been redeemed from sickness and disease. We also saw in Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Now, you can be free from the law of sin and death through the working of the law of the Spirit of life, which includes healing and all things that redemption has accomplished for us through Jesus Christ. Now, you must understand your authority, as we pointed out. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So you and I have authority over the enemy. In fact, Jesus went forth and he did the mighty works of God through the authority that he had Remember the man from Capernaum, the centurion? He was under authority and in authority over the soldiers. He saw the same thing in Jesus, under authority of the Father in heaven, in authority over sickness, disease, and the evil spirits. And he also understood how it was released through words, commanding words. When he would speak, come, the men would come. Or do this, they would do it. Go, and they would go. In like manner, he understood that when Jesus spoke words of authority, that released the power of God, and that those under his authority, the sickness, the disease, the evil spirits, would obey, and they would come out, or the sickness would leave the person's body. And Jesus said, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And because he had believed, his servant was healed. Praise God. We see also the fact that Jesus not only did the works, but he told the 12 disciples to do it, gave them power and authority over the devils to cure diseases. And also those that were the 70 that were raised up, they were supposed to heal the sick and declare the kingdom of God's come nigh unto you. And they went forth and cast out the devils. The devils were even subject to them through the name of Jesus. And then all believers are to do it. Mark 16:17, these signs follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out the devils, and they're going to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We also saw the fact that it's through the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, Peter and John said to that lame man at the gate Beautiful, was lame from his mother's womb, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. First of all, he spoke forth in the name of Jesus for him to rise up. He commanded. Second, he helped him act on the word of God, taking him by the right hand, lifting him up. What was the result? The power of God went into his feet and ankle bones, and he received strength. Now in Acts 3:16, it was his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. That shows you that it's the name of Jesus with faith in it. You've got to have faith in the name of Jesus in order for it to work. Another thing we need to realize, that you're going to be the one that's going to receive healing. The blind guy in Matthew chapter 9, he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. Otherwise, your faith is going to receive the healing. It talks about in Luke chapter 6, verse 17, how they came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, and the ones that were vexed with unclean spirits, they were healed, and the multitude sought to touch him, and virtue or power went out of him and healed them all. Jesus is the healer of all. He's no respecter of persons, but it happens through your faith. Many times the evil spirits are involved, and we've got to cast out the spirits. And we find that spirits come in when we give place to the devil. And how does that happen? Through the open door of sin. If you have an inheritance line of iniquity, which most everybody does, quite iniquity line, you can have all kinds of things coming in from the inherited generational iniquity curses. The Bible talks about in Matthew 12:22, they brought him one was possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and he healed them, insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. How did he get healed? They cast out the spirits. We see the fact that Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What was their problem? Oppression of the devil. And who got healed? All of them. That shows you that God is the healer of all. And sickness and disease is oppression of the devil. Don't sit there and think it's just a natural thing. No, it's caused by the devil and evil spirits. And these evil spirits come in from giving place to the devil, from inheritance, from our own sins, or victimized in life. Remember, sickness and disease is part of the curse, which we've been redeemed from so we can go free from it. But the curse always has a cause, remember, Proverbs 26:2, and the enforcement of it, which are the evil spirits that have come in. Now you and I, we must discover the iniquity roots in order to turn the captivity. Lamentations 2:14 indicates that they did not discover the iniquity roots, therefore they couldn't turn the captivity. The iniquity is the cause of why they're in the shape they're in. That shows us that you and I must discover what has come into us from inheritance or from our own sins or victimization. As you discover the iniquity, which was the root cause of how that came in, then you can cast out those spirits and take hold of the healing power of God. Well, God wants us to be healed, and we can be healed. We've got to remember, again, Satan's responsible for the sickness disease. God is the one who allows the sickness to come upon us because of his word. His word is set. He said that if you obey, you'll be blessed. If you disobey, you'll be cursed. Now, who's the cause of the sickness disease? Actually, the person who sins has caused it because he's given place to the devil. Who's bringing it in and enforcing it? It is the evil spirits. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. You know, we can choose whichever way we want. If we choose the way of death, we're going to get death. Is it God's will? No. Is God causing it? No. Does God permit it? Of course. He permits you to choose whatever you want because you have a free will. That's why we must understand that God is not the cause of all these things, but he will permit you to choose, and he will permit these things to come upon you because he does not usurp authority over one's will. So sickness is coming from the devil, and how are we going to receive healing? We talked about that. We receive healing through our faith. It is through your faith, through acting on the word, through speaking forth the word of God. All of these things are important in seeing the healing power of God be manifest in your life. We saw the blind man. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you, in Matthew chapter 9, in verse 29. We see the woman of the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, in verse 34. He said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. It was her faith. It was also shown 10 lepers were cleansed. 9 of them did not show up again. Only one of them did. And he began to glorify God. And Jesus then, of course, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There's not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. His faith not only received the cleansing, but it also received restoration and wholeness from the effects of it. So faith is something that you and I are going to use to receive anything from the Lord. In Galatians 2:20, Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, in our physical body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So whose faith do you have that you live by? The faith of the Son of God. That's the faith of Jesus. Well, where did you get the faith of Jesus? You got it the day you were born again. You have a general spirit of faith. Remember, the Bible indicates that now in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we, having the same spirit of faith, we have the same spirit of faith, and our faith can be applied to drive the enemies out, cast out the enemies, take hold of healing, and we live by our faith. We're to live by that faith of the Son of God. Now, that's a general spirit of faith, but you get specific faith through hearing the word. Just because you have a general spirit of faith when you're born again does not mean you have faith for healing or faith for deliverance or faith for some other promise of God. No, it comes through you hearing the word of God. And as you hear the word of God on the specific areas, you'll have specific faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as you hear the word, then you are to act upon it and do what the word says, mixing your faith in it with the word so that it'll prosper and manifest that promise in your life. Now your faith is to grow. God wants you to be using your faith, applying your faith, developing your faith. Your faith groweth exceedingly. That's 2 Thessalonians in chapter 1 and verse 3. And of course, you've got to release your faith. Your faith is released when you believe God's word in your heart and you confess with your mouth. So your faith is the way you're going to receive. Remember in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.